If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Kevin Kelly is with us, the owner of Kitchen Plus Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good today. How are you doing?
Doing great. Tell me about your place in River North.
I have the greatest comfort food restaurant America has ever seen. Chicken, catfish, black-eyed peas, shrimp and grits. And we've got it right in River North. We've been there for the past 4 years, but now we're going from a good building to a great building in the heart of River North at 339 North Wabash in the House of Blues area.
Ooh, yeah. So do you think you're going to get more foot traffic there?
And we think we're going to get a lot more foot traffic because the House of Blues stays so busy. We're right here on Dearborn, and that's going to make a difference also. And beyond that, we've been busy at our past location. We've done better and better each of the 4 years we've been there. But we've had crowds on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Now that we've got a 13,000-square-foot space instead of 9,000 square feet, we think we're going to be able to accommodate a lot more people.
Kevin, you're starting to take over the world. How many locations do you have now?
Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. We've got 5 locations currently, and we've got another 3 opening the Q3 and Q4 of this year.
That's tough. I mean, that is tough to pull off. You're one person. That's a 24/7 job, right?
Nah, you know what? I've got a fantastic team. You know, this is one of many jobs I have, but I love hospitality. I've been a practicing attorney for the past 23 years, but hospitality is my passion. But I've got some really phenomenal people that I work with, and they're the reason that we make this happen. So this is nothing to us. This is, I don't want to say it's easy, but we're very blessed to have the opportunity to serve, and we don't take it for granted.
And you're still practicing as an attorney.
I am. I've got a lot of jobs.
Yeah, you
food,
do.
Food is why I'm here, and food is the future for myself and for my companies.
Okay, talk to me about the food and why you settled on the menu that you did.
You know, I lived in Europe for a 5-year stretch, and so I would work 5 days in America, spend 10 in Europe, 5 in America, 10 in Europe. And when I was in Europe, I always missed the best of foods in America. You know, my grandma raised me in the South, in Arkansas and in Texas, and I love her southern staples. And I said, you know, when I come back, I'm going to create a restaurant that has food like I was served in my grandmother's kitchen. And so that's where the menu came from with Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly.
So if we go Kitchen and Cocktails, what's the one thing we should certainly try before we leave?
You've got to try the fried chicken. If you're asking for one thing, the fried chicken. Now, our lamb chops are to die for because we make them with a special jerk seasoning. And so when you try the lamb chop, it doesn't taste gamey like lamb usually does. It tastes like steak on a stick. But you can't go wrong with anything on the menu that we have. Everything has been carefully curated. The flavor profile is perfect. You can't lose with anything on the menu.
My problem with jerk in the U.S. as opposed to Jamaica, where I believe it to be the best, is that it's not as hot and spicy here. People just don't have the taste for something that's really hot.
You know what? That's funny you say that. I just came back from spending 6 days in Jamaica, and I think the jerk chicken in my restaurant is better.
Oh.
In Jamaica, they smoke it. They smoke it, especially on a grill, and that's a fantastic thing. But a lot of times, they skimp on the seasoning and on the spice that can come with it. At our restaurant, you're going to have that smoke taste, but you're also going to have flavor, too. And again, you know, I'm not the first person to make chicken or fish and fry the stuff, or to even grill it. But I may be one of the first ones to put special seasonings on it, to come to the best parts of every city, to build out marble bars, to have a fantastic team. You've got a great vibe and music when you walk into the restaurant. And, you know, you just can't miss it if you come here. There's something for everybody at Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly.
So talk to me about fried green tomatoes, because we're going to be coming into that season where we've all got gardens, and pretty soon some of them aren't getting as red as they were. Do you wait until the garden is done, or do you pick green tomatoes and specifically make fried green tomatoes with those fresh off the vine?
No, you pick green tomatoes. Now, you don't want a stoplight green tomato, but you do want one that may be a light green tomato. You slice it up, and it's going to slice about as well as a red tomato is. You season it, you batter it, you season that batter again, and then you fry that tomato. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by what you have. Now, our fried green tomato comes on a bed of grits, and it comes with a blackened shrimp on top also. And so it's a fantastic dish. And again, we're taking southern staples, and we're trying to elevate them and take them to the highest level.
And what's a Trinity egg roll?
The Trinity egg roll is just a fun happy hour type item that's been so popular that we have it on the menu year-round. But it is a egg roll made with collard greens, with mac and cheese, and with sweet potatoes.
Wow.
And so they mix it all up, they fry that stuff, and it tastes better than it sounds, just trust me.
Well, that is the trinity of Southern cooking, right? Mac and cheese and sweet potatoes and greens?
It is. And you know what? I don't take any of this stuff for granted. I mean, everybody's got mac and cheese in their home, and everyone's grown up eating it. But before this restaurant opened, I spent nearly a year tasting this food every single day until we perfected the flavor profile. And now that we're across the country, we put that same emphasis in ensuring that our recipes are the same wherever we go. So there's not a guest let down if you go to Dallas and then you visit Chicago next, or maybe you visit D.C. The food has to be consistent because the food is the star. And the customer is the star also for giving us an opportunity.
Yeah, I had read that you are one of the only Black-owned restaurants in downtown Chicago. I was taken back by that. I thought that was unusual. I didn't think there were few Black owners when it came to restaurants in Chicago. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, inside the Loop, when we first opened, we were the only one. And so I think there are multiples now. There's at least another one. I don't know the names of them, but it's a positive thing. I think when you're talking about Chicago, Chicago's a city with so many fantastic people and so many fantastic cultures that I think it's good to understand the Latin culture, to understand the Polish culture, or maybe even understand how a restaurant is owned by an African-American. But I will tell you what, my leadership team, my restaurant team looks like the country. We have everybody. So everyone, whether you're Black, white, green, whatever, you eat mac and cheese, you eat catfish, you eat fried chicken, you eat baked chicken, you eat blackened foods as well, and you like salads. And so we don't want to solely be defined as a restaurant that's Black-owned. We want to be a restaurant that's for everyone.
Okay, so kitchen and cocktails, you're right now tucked right up near Marina City Towers, right? So across from what I've always known to be the House of Blues, I think it still is the House of Blues, right?
It is, and we're depending on a lot of that traffic to come to us and have a good meal before the show or after the show.
Do you have a Sunday brunch?
Not only do we have a Sunday brunch, we've got a Saturday brunch, too. And Saturday and Sunday brunches are actually the most popular times of our restaurant. So anybody who's listening, I encourage you to go to opentable.com, look for Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly, and book for brunch today or tomorrow. But brunch is our most popular time of the week.
Do you see a boost from the Lala crowd, or are they in the festival eating and then headed back to their hotel?
You know, I'm sitting upstairs in the VIP area of the restaurant now, and I'm looking down, looking at the staff working, getting things prepared. So we're not serving the Lala crowd now. Over Saturday and Sunday, we expect an uptick in reservations from them. But right now, that's not our focus. Our focus is on having a special VIP night that we're giving people an opportunity to try the food and drink for free, and ensuring that that rolls over to our first day we're open to the public on Saturday, and we please City of Chicago.
So tomorrow is your first day open at 339 North Dearborn.
It is, and we're so excited. I mean, I'm so thankful for everyone in Chicago because we've gotten a lot of support during a difficult time for restaurants. We've been treated so well and we've been accepted so well that we just want to give back by having a better space, bigger kitchen, faster time, so we can let the City of Chicago know that you supported us. Now we're going to show you how much we love you that much more.
Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with your opening.
Thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate you being able to share our concept on the airways. So continue the great work you're doing, and know that we're humbled and thankful for the opportunity. And for everybody listening, book right now. Go to Open Table right now. Book Kitchen and Cocktails by Kevin Kelly. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly's Kitchen and Cocktails.